Hello. So this is episode 490. Almost at the 500 mark, which means I don't know what. Should I do something special for 500? Should I just end it at 500? Can we say that we've done it? Maybe I go even harder post 500. Say go back to every day until I get to 1,000. Whew, what's that, another 500 days? That's a long time. I don't know if I got 1,000 in me. Well, we'll figure it out. I'll give it some thought over the next 10 days. Well, I got more than 10 days because the weekend doesn't count. 12 days? I don't know. I'm not going to do the math right now. Hey, do shit last night. What the fuck did I do? I didn't go to a movie and I didn't do a show, so it's none of your business. That's all I tell you about movies and shows. What's the Great British Bake Off on Netflix? I know they call it the Great British Baking Show, but I won't stand for the name change. If you travel to the United Kingdom, as I do frequently, you'll know it by its original name, The Great British Bake Off. They change it for the Netflix for some reason. I saw on Twitter that it might have something to do with Pillsbury. Like they own the name of Bake Off for a TV show, even though they're doing nothing with it. And I say they should give up the name for the greater good. What a if either you watch the Great British Bake Off and you love it and you find it soothing, or you probably are off carbs. When I'm off carbs, I can't watch the show. But anyway, it's soothing. I guess a while. Well, I think I've talked about that show at length before on this podcast. And if I haven't, you're missing out on some keen insights into that show. But let's take a look at the news. I think I might go, I don't know if to 1,000. Go back every day for 1,000. But I might go. Man, I do enjoy the weekends off. Maybe I just got to pull the plug altogether. Maybe at 5, I don't need to take off more time. I was like, well, maybe 500 I take off. I could go a little bit further than that before I need another break. Emirates. Super jumbo jet quarantined at JFK after 100 passengers fall ill. So, where is this plane coming from? The United Arab Emirates? Is that how you say it? Well, I'm asking this if you're gonna answer. Super, at New York after numerous arriving from Dubai. So it came in from Dubai. So you fly all the way from Dubai. You go to you land in New York. Maybe you got a connection to Vegas or something. And now you're just sitting on a fucking plane at JFK and you can't leave. And then with 100 sick people. That sounds kind of like hell. Because that's a long flight. Unless you're in first class, then it's probably the best. They're just rubbing your feet up in first class. Never been in first class, that is. Let alone international first class. Well, sucks to be those people. Boston police captain's son faces 20 years for terror plot. Now that sounds like it could be a great Mark Wahlberg movie. I would say he'd be the police chief, and he catches his son. He's in a big... I see it happen. I don't need to read the story. I don't want to read the story. All I need is the headline. Let me run with it. I'll write a better story than the real thing. We just need Mark Wahlberg on board and some funding. That's where you come in. We're going to fund a movie. That's where this whole thing comes together. Me doing this podcast and you listening. We all pool our money. We become a movie studio with me as the director, writer-director. And then we get Mark Wahlberg. We can go... All we need to do is make Mark Wahlberg movies. All right, find me on Venmo and send me some money, and we'll get this going. And if we can't get him, we'll get a different Wahlberg. We'll get Donnie. He's due for a comeback, isn't he? Oh, that's mean. I'm not going to read that headline. GoFundMe gives $20,000 to homeless vet in money dispute. Says it's working with authorities. Which is, I guess, half of the money it was raised. Someone was like, these people raised 40 grand. They took off, spent the money. And now GoFundMe wants everybody to trust them. So, like, we'll give you a half. You're homeless. What, you don't want 20 grand? That's like $1 million to a homeless person. That's like $1 million. That's like $1 million to me. To a homeless person, that's like $1 billion. I don't. This isn't all mathematically worked out. But I imagine if you have no money and no home, $20,000. That puts you right where you. I mean, you could live pretty good for. As a homeless person, say you. I could live. 2 years off that money. I don't know what things cost. All right. India stepmother arrested for ordering... Jesus. Why did I have to start... I'm not even going to finish it. Forget it. Don't worry about it. Move on. Let's find a good story. See that guy that burned the shoes with his... Is that a real story? I saw a thing on Twitter. A guy was burning his Nikes, but he left them on his feet, and then he ended up in the hospital. But I think it might be fake. You wouldn't be that dumb, right? I mean, even the dumbest, like, racist person who's mad at Colin Kaepernick for... You don't have to be racist to be mad at him, but you got to be a little fucking... thick, kind of stupid, you know what I mean, to be mad. You're not smart, or you're intentional, you're either willfully ignorant and a little racist, or you're just kind of dumb and you're getting caught up in a fury because the other people, you think like, I want to be like them and they're mad, so I'll be like, I know I'm very judgmental on this. I guess there's also, you could be like, I don't like Colin Kaepernick kneeling because I think it's... I can't, whatever. Why am I even talking about it? I go, because I was talking about the guy burning his shoes. I don't need to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Sorry to get on that whole... Cosby Show actor Jeffrey Owen says he quit New Jersey Trader Joe's after devastating job shame. I thought I saw him on Good Morning America saying that he was happy about the whole thing. Said he was sad that he was... I didn't know he quit. Now, so he doesn't work at... Well, glad I didn't go all the way over to New Jersey to Trader Joe's to try to see, Jeffrey Owens. Because, I wouldn't have done that, but I kind of wanted to. I was like, that'd be kind of cool to see him. You know, I never met anybody from The Cosby Show, and I love that show. I know I'm not going to watch it now, but I thought some of the later seasons where Elvin was on, you know, he was one of the Elvin. What was who that whole storyline of them when they got their own apartment? That to me was the show. A lot of the times, that was the best part of the show. Later seasons. Well, good luck. I heard he got cast in some Tyler Perry movie, so I'll be at the theater to see that. Roy Moore is suing Sacha Baron Cohen for defamation over TV sketch mocking him. That show's great. It's so funny. This Is America, and that segment's very funny, and it's even funnier that Roy Moore is suing. I wish I had like a good like shady lawyer to go do crazy lawsuits all the time. But I do know a shady lawyer. I don't know if he would be in for that. They're very unreal. That's the thing about a shady lawyer, is then you got to worry about what they're involved in. This guy, I think, does a lot of coke. All right. That's it for today. This episode, I don't even remember if it was good. I don't feel terrible about it. That's probably a bad sign. I don't know. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.